When I brought the box home from the visitor center, it had stayed on my front seat of my car in the heat. Several hours later, had released the beautiful smells of the wood. And what is home if it is not? Comforting smells that are just as natural as can be, ? When I have gone through big crises in my life, there have been mysterious appearances of butterflies. And not too long ago, a butterfly appeared on my windshield perfectly intact. I brought it in and knew I wanted to use it for this cube artwork. So hanging from the middle, suspended, is this butterfly. And there is blue light that adds mystery. And there is a teacup with a face in it. The teacup symbolizing my connection to home. When home was not physically in the United States, but in England, where I felt more at home than I ever had in the United States. So what I found during the pandemic is that home reaches out. So there's a lot of activity on the outside of this cube too. But at the very top, you'll see a chair breaking through some difficult kind of boundary wire. Still alone, a single chair. So I know I have expanded my endeavors outside in order to have contact, but I also realize I have been nurturing my inside, my inner life and my inner light in connection with what sustains, with what I call the TWA. When I taught art classes, I would talk to my students about that indefinable aspect of what animates things. It's so mysterious. When a line could be drawn that seemed alive, and a student could draw another line that seemed lifeless, I would say, see, this one has the TWA, that which animates. So during the pandemic, in the stillness, I am more aware and grateful for the TWA aspect while expanding in outer directions, although by the materials, you can see there's ethereal gauze and some wrapping paper, craft paper that is stuck also. Now there are two handles too, so this cube/home can be moved. I continue to be malleable and flexible in how I define home, but in the center of that blue light in the heart and a trail leading to the teacup is my essential self. And I don't know that I would have discovered that without pondering home in the midst of the pandemic. So I'm very grateful for this exercise for Neo Rio 2020.